Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Swarm After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Day, always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stacy Brown Randall is here. Stacy's a great member of our Brain Trust. She is a serial entrepreneur, a certified productivity and time efficiency coach. She is the author of Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. She's got five simple steps inside there that'll turn your career around. And she's our good friend, Stacy. Welcome back.
Well, hello. Thanks so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, Stacy, because you like talking about something that I like talking about, and that's referrals. And I have to say that, you know, I've been a professional salesman for longer than most people listening have been alive. And I worked my way through college on commission. And I will tell you that if I hadn't gotten good at referrals, if I only counted on the business that I could go out and generate all by myself every day, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you today. And the difference difference between being successful and very successful, I think, is referrals. I mean, even the hardest working people without referrals won't achieve what they could. And you're an expert in this area, and I want you to help us with that, especially during this challenging time we're in right now. How do referrals work in a COVID era?
You know, it's interesting. Some of it has to do with your industry, right? I mean, if your industry overall is taking a hit, then obviously referrals will drop as well. It's kind of like the flow of business. Referrals kind of follow the flow of business in terms of what's happening in the economy, what's happening in the world. So it really depends on your industry if overall your referrals are up or down or holding steady. But what I have found in all my years of doing this and then watching my clients kind of walk through this time with their referrals, at the end of the day, those that have very strong relationships with their referral sources, those being the humans that send them referrals, those that have strong relationships with their referral sources going into this time period, if their industry didn't take a major hit, they stayed steady, and even in some cases, some of them grew. But really, they were just thrilled to stay steady with the number of referrals, maybe not have that banner year they all wanted 2020 to be back in January.
Right.
But so it's the relationship with your referral sources is helping people overcome this. But it doesn't mean if you don't have strong relationships, there aren't things you can be doing from a referral perspective. But also during something like this, referrals actually matter more. I mean, people are more likely to seek out somebody else to figure out if I'm going to make a change right now and buy a new service for my business or invest in some new technology or whatever it is. They don't want to be making a mistake right now because there's this heightened sensitivity and this heightened awareness of what's happening in our world and getting it right. So referrals matter even more during something like this, a global pandemic.
Well, let's think about this a minute based just what you were just saying. I mean, at this time in our lives, people are limiting the number of other people who are being allowed in, virtually or physically, and they're buying from trusted sources, and if they need something that they don't have a source for, then you know, and if you're just calling on people, you're trying to break through and get through to them at a time when they're limiting access. If they don't need what you sell, or if they don't know who you are, then you got a tougher hill to climb. But with a referral, with somebody who has said, well, you know, you need to call Stacy. When you've got that kind of thing, that's an automatic door open, folks. And another thing that you mentioned, Stacy, I want you to talk about is we call it not ghosting, and that is don't. Just because somebody might not buy from you, and during these times, that's not a good reason to stay away from them. Even if you just send them an email, if you text them or whatever, write them a note or something, but let them know that you're still around and that you want to help them if you can. What, right? You got to stay close.
You really do. I mean, you need to be staying close to prospects that are in your pipeline and then the people who send you referrals, your referral sources. I mean, I tell the people who are in my Growth by Referrals program, I tell them, we started talking about this in March when this started happening, not knowing how long this is going to last, mm-hmm. is this is not the time to go dark on your referral sources or really anybody in your business, right? That is a necessity to it, whether it's prospects, of course, your clients, but also your referral sources and the relationship you have with those people who send you referrals. Is don't just because we're nervous and we're scared and we don't know what's happening, everybody is. So reach out. I mean, in March, it was reach out and have conversations about how are you doing? Like, do you need anything, right? If your referral sources are local, it's like, ask them if you can take them some toilet paper, you know, whatever it is, you know, it was the simple, funny things back then. And then as this has kind of progressed longer, right, it's still so valuable to make sure, as you said, not ghosting. And as I say, don't go dark on them, you know, mm-hmm. make sure you're staying close to them because those relationships can be strengthened even faster during this time period than they could during what, you know, we can refer to as the normal time.
You know, one of the things that I think has helped me get referrals more than anything else is being a referrer. One of my favorite things in the world to do is to introduce good people to good people. And it's just so much fun to hear someone say they need something. And for me to be able to say, well, you need to call so-and-so, they'll treat you right or whatever you, however you want to refer them. But when you build those kinds of relationships back and forth, you don't have to remind those people that you're around, right? I mean, they just got something nice from you. It's the law of reciprocity. That's what referrals are all about, isn't it?
They are. I mean, definitely I always tell folks the fastest way to have someone at least try to refer you, of course, is to refer them. But I always caution people and say, but that doesn't mean people are only going to refer you because you've referred them in the past. So mm-hmm. I definitely think it's a tactic and it's a strategy and it's a good one, right? I mean, it makes the world go round and it's a great one to try to refer other people, particularly if there's an easy opportunity for you to do it, not mm-hmm. necessarily like you have to go looking for the opportunities to refer other people. But definitely it is something you should always keep your eyes open to. But that doesn't mean you can't receive consistent, reliable referrals at a volume you're looking for if you're not referring other people.
No, I agree. I completely agree with that. There are some people you can't help. I mean, there's some people who've got it all right. And you can't help them. Hold on to that thought, Stacey. I need your website, please.
StaceyBrownRandall.com, and Stacey has an E.
All right. There you go. Stacey with an E in the, between the C and the Y. We're going to take one yes. break. I'm Jim. There's an I between the J and the M there, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.